Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great this morning. I sincerely mean that. I pray that you got up and just, you know, this all those great little sayings, cliches, put your face to the sky and said, good morning, God. Thank you, God, for breath in my lungs today. Another day, another chance. New mercies today. The slate is clean. Come, kingdom, come. How's that? Thy will be done today on the earth, wherever I go, as it's being played out in heaven. You know, my brethren, we've been at all kinds of meetings. And I tell you what, a strong theme that I keep sensing is, wait, it's February's over? Where you mean we're in March? It seems to be happening to many of us. It's like, wait, where did February go? Do you find that? And so it's like, well, okay, have I made use of everything that was given to me for February? Did you do it for January? Teach us to number our days, right? So that we can present to thee a heart of wisdom, God. You know, and so anyway, I don't know. I said that to say, I don't know why I feel a little discombobulated to say, wow, it is March. And of course, we do tape these a week early, but still, I'm looking at my calendar saying, are you kidding me? These will begin airing March 4th. Where did February go? But I pray you're doing well. It just kind of makes me think, let's make sure, huh, brethren, that, man, we wake up, we're giving another beautiful day, that we make the most of it. Paul said that, didn't he? Make the most of your days, redeeming the time, buy it back. You want to know what to do and how to redeem time? I'll never forget this revelation. I'm sure there's many ways, but the Lord spoke to my heart many years ago regarding that scripture, and he said this. He said, whenever you feel the enemy has just ripped you off of something, maybe your feelings got hurt, or maybe you're like, wow, how could that have happened? And God has now given you revelation on it, been able to let you see, oh, okay, I just see, you know, maybe where I went wrong there, or perhaps if you really feel you did everything you could do and someone's still holding a grudge or whatever, to redeem that back is to, of course, walk in forgiveness, but also use that as a stepping stone now in your growth and in helping someone else grow. What have you done? Instead of wasted the incident, you through Christ have bought it back. Isn't that what Jesus does? He redeems, he buys, he purchases back what was lost. And now it's made useful for the kingdom. That just rose up out of my belly. How's that for your Monday morning? Use it for the kingdom. Well, I'm very excited. At the time of this taping, we are going to be heading to the North Shore to be teaching. We will be using the facilities of Victory Fellowship Northwest Causeway Approach. I'll let you know about that, as I promised I would. And also, though, we will be back at Victory Fellowship North on March the 9th. That is a Saturday night. They have a beautiful 6 p.m. service, and I'm very privileged and honored that they've asked me to share. So look, come and join me. This isn't just for North Shore. It's for, you know, we reach all these Southeast Louisiana. Come on, Houma. Come on, Raceland. Come on, BR, Baton Rouge. Come on, Mississippi. Anyone else on the North Shore, come join us. Come meet me. I'd love to talk with you and tell me if you listen to the broadcast. We're getting so much from that. I thank you, God, for that. But I would love to see you on March the 9th. Victory Fellowship North, 6 p.m. I will be doing a teaching all week called Ways in Which God Reveals His Will. I've got four of them, and I want to share those with you. So I'll start that tomorrow. And in the meantime, I just pray you're doing well. Thank you for the comments in the mail, and I will come back after this week and give a report on Victory Fellowship North for tonight, where we're going over there for teaching. It'll be a Tuesday night, February 26th. So God bless you. Thank you for joining me on A Future to Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.